Moise Vignier spent 246 ducats on fabric and tailoring for dresses for her, and he gave her an additional 46 ducats worth of jewelry. In adorning their wives, Moise Vignier and other husbands were undoubtedly motivated by the demands of honor, as well as by implicit rivalry with their fathers-in-law. Yet at the same time that they demonstrated their capacity to provide materially for their wives, the expensive counter-trousseau that husbands gave their wives signaled their hope that the gifts would help to kindle marital love, intimacy, and fidelity. They were investments in an affectionate companionship. Technically, the counter-trousseau remained the husband's property, but it's been estimated that at least one-third and probably a majority of Florentine husbands bequeathed to their wives the counter-trousseau that they had given them. In Venice, as in Florence, this was a gesture of generous regard, but like the bequests that fathers gave to dowered and married daughters, a husband's permanent gift of the counter-trousseau also served to encourage his widow's continued loyalty to the marital family. Leonardo Priuli prayed, and he actually used the word oro, that his wife, Maria, would remain in his house for at least 5 years after his death before reclaiming her dowry. As inducement, he acknowledged the dowry's value of 3,000 ducats, which facilitated her recovery of it, and bequeathed to her, quote, all the clothing and personal effects she received from her father, which she should freely possess, and she's also to have all the things that I have had made for her. Giovanni da Mula was even more open-handed. If his wife remained a widow, she would get, quote, everything I have in the house, jewels, cash, silver, and all the household goods. He explained, I'm doing this so that my sons will have a good reason to behave themselves toward her. And for good measure, he added, and in order to have my blessing, they must be obedient to their mother and not deviate from her counsel and commands. These husbands were validating and amplifying the material condition of their wives in the domestic casa because it symbolized the enduring allegiance toward the casa and continued residence in it that men wanted to encourage in their wives. Lineage pride undoubtedly fostered that intention, but a practical reason weighed more heavily, one that connected married women's physical and material presence with their moral position in the casa.